Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Megan, do you know what time it is?
It's Advent.
It's Advent time.
My favorite season.
Favorite season of the year.
One of my favorite seasons.
We're so excited for Advent to get started.
But it is the start of the liturgical year.
And I did not fully know that. Yes. I always thought January 1st was the start of the year, but no.
No, not in the Christian calendar. It is Advent.
It's Advent.
So, Happy New Year.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So, we're entering a season that is super fun.
Yes.
Can be super stressful.
Yes.
Can be very tiring.
No.
And so, we want to actively combat that this year.
That's right.
And how we can approach Advent from just a little bit different mindset.
And I love this. When we started talking about the liturgical calendar and adding that into the Restful Project, you know, for me, it gave Christmas a whole new meaning.
Right.
Even though Christmas for me was always about, you know, the birth of Jesus and having that at the center of what we did. But the preparation before right. that special day was always about the shopping list and the parties and the right. to-do and the anxiety.
And not about your heart.
And not about my heart.
Right. And Advent means a season of preparing our heart.
Yeah.
Like that's what. So Advent in the Latin actually means arrival. So the ancient church. It is. The ancient church would do a season before Christmas so they mm-hmm. could specifically prepare their hearts for the arrival of Christ.
That's right.
And we today have turned it into just a little bit different thing.
Yeah.
But so it talks about when we're in this Advent season, we really want to focus on how we can understand that Christmas has a busy season and there's a lot to do and parties and shopping and all of that. But we have to take the time away to prepare our hearts or else Christmas Day does not mean the same thing. By
That's
the time
right.
we get to Christmas Day, we're just tired.
Yeah.
And we feel like we've reached the finish line, but in reality, we've reached the start.
Yes.
And, you know, we're both moms and wives, and we work outside the home, and we always feel like we have to create, the best Christmas memories ever.
Yeah.
But when we do that, our routine kind of leads to burnout, and we find ourselves maybe not eating as well, sleeping mm-hmm. as well. Our mm-hmm. minds can't stop. And so
we're just on a constant go, 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 go.
Right.
It's almost like a race
right.
to the finish line. With Christmas morning being the finish line, it's like, whew, I did it all. I got all the shopping done.
Right.
We got all the parties done. Everyone had gifts under the tree. And I mean, I'll be honest, in our house, you know, we do celebrate Santa and we have elves. We have Elf on the Shelf and all
right.
that kind of stuff. But again, when we start looking at Advent as a preparation for the arrival of Jesus, it's like that's a layer that's so much deeper
right.
than all these other things. And I think it's just much more lasting.
And it takes away the superficial.
And it takes away the superficial. So you can have your fun, but also you can have some really good conversation and that peace
right.
that we're striving for within our families and ourselves as we get ready.
Exactly. So there's a really lovely quote that I would like to read that just sort of summarizes
mm-hmm.
what we're striving for.
Mm-hmm.
This is a quote by Pope Benedict XVI, and it says, "Advent, this powerful liturgical season that we are beginning, invites us to pause in silence to understand a presence. It is an invitation to understand that the individual events of the day are hints that God is giving us, signs of the attention He has for each one of us."
It's so good.
And I think that's beautiful because we need to change our mindset from a posture of anxiety and busyness to a posture of peace.
That's right.
And stillness.
Yeah. And that doesn't just happen overnight.
Yeah.
It happens with intention. And just as we're preparing for Advent, we have to prepare our hearts and our minds every day to be able to receive these hints that God is giving us, as this quote says. And I think it's just opening our eyes to, like, God is in the everyday.
Right.
And he's so excited about this season too.
Right.
It's the birth of Jesus. I mean,
he's there. To stop and recognize
That's
it.
Right.
So we sort of did that by creating our guide, that we took time daily to pause and to include a daily meditation that we follows the days and the themes of the days. And it just goes along with the Advent season and different things that we can do to slow our hearts down and prepare our hearts for this coming season. And then I also love that we include a verse that links a lot of things to Christmas, even things from the Old Testament
that
you wouldn't think about.
Yep.
And then we also included a meditation moment each day that we want to stop and do that just gives us a little pause during the day.
Yes. And I love this. So our devotion is called The Weary World Rejoices, and it's an Advent guided devotion, and it follows the symbols of the Advent wreath and the lighting of the candles each week to prepare our hearts for Christmas. And as Megan said, it's got scripture and a devotion and a meditation moment. And these things are short, but they're very impactful.
Exactly.
And because we knew, like, women are on the go. We're busy. So we need a little something to make us think on these things throughout the day.
Exactly.
But what I love, and I'm such a nerd because I just love to write things down. I love how there's space in here to set our intent and to also have that shopping list, to write out our to-do list and to write out, like, the favorite things. And it's like all of my Christmas is here in this Advent guide, and I absolutely love it.
And we include some fun things, too.
Yeah.
Like, we've got some recipes we love, some fun activities.
We love holiday baking.
We do love holiday baking and eating.
Yes.
And we also included some things that we've sort of pulled in from the liturgical calendar that include some fun activities that you might want to incorporate with your family.
For sure.
Like St. Nicholas Day.
Yes.
It's super fun. And so we tried to create just a little bit more meaningful of an experience than just a 25-day bucket list, get it all done type thing.
And we've got our holy days that are incorporated in here too. And for me, that was so cool to learn about the different saints and to, because I didn't grow up really learning about that, you know, and just learning about those holy days. And you can share a lot more on those, but that was really fun for my family last year to walk through that and learn about the different people and how they look to Christ.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's another little part that we have in our devotion or our guidebook, just to kind of bring more meaning into this season.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're seeking, is just a little bit more meaning in an intentional way of celebrating than just adding more stuff.
That's right. And when we said that it focuses on the Advent wreath and the different candles, again, I grew up in church, but always like, okay, well, what are the colors of the candles? What do they mean? What are we supposed to do? You know, and that's just part of that learning about the Advent season. And so our guide, it's set up where it follows that. So the first week is hope, and then we go into faith, joy, and peace. And then we actually end with a week of rest, and that's the week after Christmas as we prepare for the new year. So we incorporated that as well.
Because who does not need rest by that point?
That's right, for sure.
So where can we get these, Kristen?
Yeah, so these can be purchased at therestfulproject.com, and you can also find them on our Facebook and Instagram. You can shop directly from there at The Restful Project.
And we also have digital copies, too.
We do.
So if you are not a physical person,
we
have digital copies that you can pull up and have at your convenience at any time.
Yeah. And so we're going to be following along the guided devotional with our podcast series for this month as we prepare our hearts for Advent.
Right.
And so that's going to be a lot of fun, that you can use your devotion and listen and get the most out of it.
Exactly. So we really hope you will join us.
Yay! It's Advent season!
So exciting.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement, and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.